Supermarket of Scott, Louisiana, and the Cajun French Music Association. Entertaining you tonight is a Cajun band with Ryan Simon, and your host, a musician, musical instrument maker, a promoter and a preserver of the Cajun culture, Monsieur Larry Miller. So, let's give a warm Cajun welcome to Acadian Cajun Band with Ryan Simon.
Merci tout le monde.
Bonsoir tous les Cajuns et tous les visiteurs de partout. On est bien fiers de voir ici ce soir. We welcome again the locals as well as the folks from out of state. Welcome to Louisiana. And it's Saturday night at the Historic Liberty Theater Show. We're live. And you know what we do on Saturday nights. All right. Ryan Simo and Acadian Cajun Band. All right, Ryan. La prochaine chanson, ça va être Big City Walls?
Oui, c'est un... moi, j'ai bien de sortir avec un nouvel CD. Et,
c'est toi qui as composé ça?
C'est moi qui a composé la chanson ici. Et c'est une chanson que moi et ma femme, on a un pastime qu'on aime de faire. Et, c'est de passer dans les belles voisinages et voir toutes les belles lumières dans le gros village.
OK.
Tous les samedis soirs, et boire une bonne tasse de café, et boire des belles maisons, et tout ça.
All right, it's a relaxing song that he and his wife composed and while traveling and put it together. That's
every Saturday night, we like to just drive around and look at pretty houses and look at pretty neighborhoods and hear some good music, drink some nice little cup of coffee, eat some dinner and everything like that. So it's something called a Big City Waltz.
All right, La Chalet.
samedi soir. Et on va à maison village pour avoir un bon temps. Et à passer la nuit ensemble pour voir les belles lumières de voir tout le monde, de voir d'une belle maison dans le beau me voisinage. Il y a tu, mais tu veux faire, et n'importe chose que j'y peux jongler. Il y a tu que tu veux manger, de manger la bonne souper, et attendre la bonne musique. Oui, c'est là, mais pour écouter, ou une bonne tasse café, oui, pour boire et réchauffer.
Monsieur Ryan Simmons, une belle valse, bien joué, bien composé.
Thank you. Sometimes it's, writing songs is hard, can be hard, and you never stop writing songs, and you never stop having ideas for songs. But sometimes it just comes out natural, and it sometimes it is easy. That was the easy one.
That was the easy one, huh?
That was the easy one, yeah.
You and your wife driving around composing a song, huh?
No, romantic. She doesn't, okay. But she gives me the inspiration for it. She's here, Denise. Yeah. Simon is here tonight with my little boy, Jean-Paul Simon. He'll be up here in a few years, no doubt about it.
Okay, all right.
And my little girl, Vivienne.
Where's Simon. wife and son?
Somewhere behind the lights, way in
there
the back.
Waving in
there
the
you
back.
Go.
Okay, very good. Welcome, mother and son. Okay.
And daughter.
Okay.
I gave him a little 3-month-old. This is the first time, Vivienne, I have a little 3-month-old, and it's the first time she gets to hear her daddy's play on stage. So,
all right,
we're
gonna do another song, and I want to talk to you about your ability to speak French so well. I want to see what immersion school you went to and that kind of thing. Okay.
La margeon de mon grand-père et ma grand-mère.
The next one is another one that you and your brother composed.
Right, we did this one. On a fait ça ici sur notre deuxième CD qu'il était de 2007. C'est le CD de toute la nuit, all night long CD.
So it was pre-recorded on an album with you and Drew.
He did the vocals on this song, and me and the rest of the band did everything else on it. Yeah.
So it's got a brother Drew that plays drums with
Pine Lee Boys
and is a excellent vocalist, just as Ryan is. Okay, so the next song is I'll Be Waiting by Te Prespere.
Oui.
Lachele. Tudo c'est bon.
Aujourd'hui, ma chère petite fille, je te quitte. Je me quitte, je t'en allais, je me joigne, non. Tu es mon cheval, mais malheureux, espérez pour le jour, je me revois encore. Était de meilleure chose dans le monde à m'arriver. À ce depuis ici, comment je vais faire avec moi-même? Mais quand même, moi je vais espérer jusqu'à ma mort.
Be waiting. C'est some send comme un air comme la base de Eunice.
Proche, mon vieux home.
Almost like the Eunice
Crowley
Walls.
Crowley Walls
and
des chansons comme ça.
And originally that tune came from one of Clomar Bro's recordings of the Crowley Walls.
Oui.
All right. C'est bon. Okay. Ryan Simon. We're going to talk a little bit more about his album that he put out. It's a very unique album. But first of all, there are not many guys your age who speak French so fluidly. And I was asking him earlier, you know, what immersion school he went to. And would you tell us the name of the immersion school?
Simonville.
Simonville. Mother and father and grandparents?
No, the Simon side of my family. Is the ones that speak French. My mom's side, the David side, who are from Port Allen and Plaquemine, they do, but further down the line, the Simons are the side that directly influenced me. When I was 14 years old, and I was telling this to my wife here, coincidentally on the way to Eunice, that my grandparents, my dad's mom and dad, went on a trip to France when I was about 13 and 14. They brought back a pamphlet and a book of different songs, both Louisiana songs, Cajun songs, Canadian songs, French songs from France. And one of the songs was The Back Door, La Porte Derrière, which we're going to play tonight. And that was really the starting point for me as far back as I can remember, for wanting to learn how to speak French and then ultimately wanting to learn how to play Cajun music. So when I was about 14 years old was when I really had the interest in it. me and Drew would go to my great aunt's, my grandpa's sister's, and mow the grass just about every weekend. And I'd actually go, you know, I was 14, so this was before cell phones and before computers and, you know, iPads and everything else. I'd sit down with a list, and she would translate words for me in French. And it was, you know, that was about the same time I started in high school with French. And it just progressed from there.
So you kind of did it the hard way.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
But isn't that a remarkable story? Give the Seymour family a big hand, huh?
Merci.
He and Drew are both speak French fluently, and they both compose songs, and they're both good singers. And we'll tell you a little bit more about Ryan's talent later on. But let's do another song while we're at it, huh?
Let's do it.
Okay, two-step to Eunice. It was popularized by Ira Lejeune, but it comes in various other names, you know, in different ways. So, two-step to Eunice. Marcelle.
Hey, I'm early, got that man, he got ici, man, he got en bas. Mais je suis là, mais dans les misères, joli, je peux pas t'avoir. Bon, je peux plus me dormir le soir, et avec tu, toi, tu changes le monde. Et mon chagrin que j'avais pour toi, quand t'oublies pas ça. Hey!
The very classic Eunice two-step. Well done. Did that about as well as I ever did in his original recording.
Right.
While we're on Ryan's back here or in his head or whatever, we just want to tell you about an amazing new album that's been out, only 3 weeks?
Yeah.
I can still smell the ink on it. It looks like it's pretty fresh. And it's called Ryan Seymour. And the title of the album is Originals. Now, let me tell you, let me just read a little bit about what went on here. The accordion was played by Ryan Simon. The fiddle was played by Ryan Simon. The acoustic and electric guitars were played by Ryan Simon. The acoustic bass guitar was played by Ryan Simon. The triangle, Ryan also did that one. And the drums was also played by Ryan Simon. And the piano keyboard was Ryan Simon. And all of the vocals of
Ryan
Simon.
It's not just me.
But there were some other Ryans.
There's a lot of more Ryans.
You got multiple personalities. So isn't that amazing? All the music that you hear, he's been able to play all the instruments. Did you have a recording engineer with you, or you did that too? You had somebody else do the recording. Okay, all right.
That's one of the things I've always wanted to do. I've been playing music for about 15 years now, and one of the things I've always gotten into is engineering and recording. We did the last two Acadian CDs plus this one. We did ourselves and at my studio at the house, and like I said, I always love just going back in and redubbing and overdubbing and playing different things and just making it sound kind of the way you want it to sound.
Get it right.
And yeah.
But you actually did your own sound engineering too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did that.
That's quite amazing.
Right, I guess.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody been able to do all of that, including your own recording.
Just take your time.
Take your time.
I didn't do it last week, so...
Okay, now this album is available tonight. I don't think you have anybody out there. Do you have anybody in the lobby selling the...
No, we don't, but come see us at the... we're not going to take a break tonight, but come see us directly after the show, and we shall.
Yeah, okay, right after the show, or maybe if the wife's got some out there, you can go meet her, and we can you can do business right there if you'd like. We like to support the artists and their efforts, and particularly people who have gone... out of their way to be just as true blue and traditional Cajun as Ryan and his family.
So, and really, going back to the lair before we play the next song, that's not the biggest thing with that CD. The biggest thing with that CD and the thing that I'm most proud of on that CD is that all those songs, there are 15 songs on that CD. The thing that I'm most proud of on that CD is that they're all original tunes, every single one of them that I wrote myself. Regardless of piano or guitar or you name it, whatever, they're all original. So there's not any songs that anybody else did. So.
That makes it doubly important. So before you leave the show tonight, go by and pick up an album from Ryan or his wife or somebody. Take a little time to do that. I think you need to support these young musicians in their effort to preserve our music. Merci bien. Let's give the Simon family a big hand. Huh? Les Simon de Lafayette. Okay. Some years ago, Cammy Doucet recorded a song, "Mom, I'm Still Your Little Boy," "Moi, je suis ton petit garçon," and it became very popular. And because, you know, a lot of guys who had lost their mother, who had passed away, they kind of felt it a bit personal for them when they'd listened to the song. So let's do that now by Cammy Doucet version. "Mom, je suis ton petit garçon."
Garçon, et maman, il jaune du jour. Si bon Dieu me voudrait m'attendre et dire quoi sais-je dit. Maman dit comme une rose, mais la plus belle dans le paradis. Tu m'as montré, tu le saches qu'on est, tu vas rester sur mon idée. Et maman, je suis toujours ton petit garçon.
Mom, she wrote the Tigasson. All right. I neglected to ask, Ryan, is your mom and pop Seymour here tonight?
Yeah, I believe they are. Yes, indeed.
Oh, now, where are they?
Directly in the back with the little boy and little girl.
Okay, would you stand up or wave so we can see where you are?
They are standing up.
All right, okay. All right. Seymour family. By the way, on the album, you got a Seymour waltz and a Seymour reel and all kinds of Seymour stuff, huh? All right. Well,
I'd write it before too long, I guess.
I'm sure that your family is proud of both you and Drew and the things that you've accomplished, and so you keep up the good work. All right. Now, we're going to do another song, and then we're going to talk maybe about some of the other musicians here tonight, give them a little slice of the action here.
I think we should, before we get too far in the show, introduce them all.
Well, that's it. Okay. Belton Richard recorded a song some years ago called A Baby Again, huh? Tu vas la jouer? Belton Richard, okay. La Chalet. Okay.
Off my whiskey and sweat in a meat tea, baby. And tea, baby, pour brailler. À soir, on l'a saoulé. Je vais dans un tea, baby. bartender. He shoved my whiskey and sweat in a meat at tea, baby. And tea, baby, pour braille. Assois dans la soule. Je vais dan, and tea, baby, encore.
Ti bebe encore. Belton Richard. Okay, before we leave the subject of this very unusual album, I'm sure it's a great album, but I'd like to encourage somebody in the family to go out to the lobby, and especially during intermission, and sell some of these CDs. I think there are people who'd be interested in having such a unique recording. We always encourage the musicians who play here to take their recordings and come up to the lobby and sell them. Okay, we've got a bass player here that's been around quite some time, Yvette Landry from Bro Bridge.
Hello.
Yvette is well known in Cajun and country music circles. As a matter of fact, you do have one or two country albums out, don't you?
I have two. My second one came out at the end of May this year.
At the end of May. Mm-hmm. So it's still fairly warm,
yeah, it's
huh?
It's still fairly warm.
All right.
The ink is dry, but it's still
that's
warm.
That's great. That's great. Mm-hmm. Do you still live in Bro Bridge, where you're from originally? Or
I am, and actually I'm living in my grandparents' home, who used to be musicians back in the 20s and 30s and 40s. So
you've come home to roost, huh?
I did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bro Bridge, Louisiana. And so... her dad was, I think, very well known in the school system. Was he?
Yeah, he was
superintendent for a while.
He was a school teacher, principal, and an assistant superintendent for 34 and a half years.
Yeah. Wow! Yeah. Wow! So he paid his dues, and sadly, a couple of years ago, he passed away. And so, you currently play with. Bass and vocals with the Lafayette Rhythm Devils?
With the Lafayette Rhythm Devils, with Bonsoir Catin, with Acadien, with Balfour Toujours. I play accordion with a little band called Frisson and another one called Trois Canailles.
A band called Frisson?
A band called Frisson.
Means just been heebie-jeebies.
Oui.
And then when you play it...
And then I have my own band where I play guitar. Yeah.
Wow, so you're around.
Yep, pretty
That's
much.
That's great. Mm-hmm. School teacher and a talented musician at that. Okay. Yvette Landry from Bro Bridge. Give her a hand. Okay. All right. And that's not all about Yvette. We got a couple of things to talk about. But anyway, the next one is quite a famous Cajun song that was composed by D.L. Menard. And I remember D.L. telling us a story when he went to record, and when he went to Floyd's record shop in Ville Platte to record, he was playing rhythm and with the Badeau and the Louisiana Aces, Elias Badeau. And at that time, that was back in the, 70s, maybe 60s or so, Elias was a very very traditional guy, and he... The backdoor song talks about a guy going to town getting drunk and put in jail, and he had to come in through the back door because he was so ashamed of what he had done and that kind of thing. And it became very popular, but they would do it at dance halls, but Elias didn't want to record the song because he thought it was a little too racy, you know.
That song has, if you read the lyrics of that song like I did, and like I said, that was the first song that really got me into Cajun music. If you read the lyrics, it's not like any other song in Cajun music. It really isn't. So.
No. And then, of course, in the end, there was a lesson to learn
from it.
So that was a positive side of it. But so when they went to record, they were one song short, and Dale wanted to record it. Dale knew it was a good song. And because it was popular in dance halls, and Elias said, no, it's too racy. Let's pick something else. Finally, the band and even Floyd came out and said, And yes, I've heard the song. It's a good song. I recommend that you record. He said, all right, let's do it. So when they recorded it, Dale got a little nervous, and he flipped the two last verses. And if you listen to the song very carefully, it's more logical to do that. There's logic if you flip the two last verses. And then of course, once it was recorded, he told, and Yah said, you know, I messed up on a song. I flipped the two last verses. Oh, that's good. Let's go home. So they went and packed up, went home, and they stayed there. And then so everybody else was singing it that way. So he finally started singing it that way, too. But that was not quite the original way. So La Potroniere, Back Door. Actually. Alors, dansez.
Moi la belle, on avait été au bar. On a passé dans tous les honky-tonks. On est venu le lendemain matin. Le jour était à presque assez. J'ai passé dans la porte en arrière. L'après-midi, oui, j'étais en village. J'ai mis sur les caisses, puis j'ai pu marcher. Ils m'ont ramené back à la maison. Il y avait des compagnies, c'était dit mon étranger. J'ai passé dans la porte en arrière. Oui! Et mon vieux parent, sans que j'arrivais, il a essayé d'échanger mon idée. J'ai pas écouté, mais j'avais trop la tête. Et je reviens, mon état, à voir du gré. T'as passé, mais dans la porte en arrière. J'ai rien et tant d'amis que j'avais de l'argent. Acheter depuis la jambe, ils veulent plus boire. J'étais en village et m'ont mis dans le tracas. Le nom m'en a massé, mais j'ai parti dans la prison. On va passer, mais dans la porte en arrière. Quand j'avais de l'argent, acheter des piles les gens, mais ils veulent plus moi. J'étais en village et m'ont mis dans le dracas. Le nom m'en a massé, mais j'ai parti dans la prison. On va passer, mener dans la porte en arrière. Et mon vieux parent, sans quand j'arrivais, il a essayé de changer mon idée. J'ai pas écouté, mais j'avais trop la tête. Et je reviens, mon état, à voir du gré. T'as passé, mener dans la porte en arrière.
Ryan Seymour.
Oui, merci.
Acadian Cajun Band. Give them a big hand, and we'll take a little break, and we'll draw the curtain, so we'll be giving those folks a break. Welcome, folks. We're glad that you're here tonight. A lot of work going on in rice fields and a lot of other activities going on in the summer, but we're happy to see you here. As a matter of a long-standing tradition, we might ask you, how many folks are from out of state, and what states are you from? Okay. We'll start here. Yes. California. Okay, that's a pretty good trick, huh? Welcome to Louisiana. Texas. All right, next door. Welcome. Texans. Where? Colorado. Okay, that's a little further up, but thank you. Welcome. Texas again. Okay, well, good to see you guys. Texas. All right. How about any Francophone countries like Quebec or, yes? So you're pure French from Paris, and so that's why you speak French so well, right? Yeah, oui, monsieur. Okay. Bien merci, puis bienvenue en Louisiane. Content d'être ici avec nous ce soir. Okay, from France. Anybody else from Quebec or Belgium or any other Francophone nations? There happens to be about something like 13 or 14 countries in Africa that were originally French colonies that the French government business is still done in French. So, oui, vous, monsieur. From where? Yes, where are you from? From where? Paris. Okay. So, do you know each other? Vous venez de Paris, alors vous êtes un couple de Paris, you know. Vous êtes un couple de Paris. Okay. Bienvenue en Louisiane. Okay, welcome to Louisiana. Any other places that we might have missed? All right. So we're going to give you a few announcements about some of the shows coming up. In September, on September the first weekend, Cheryl Cormier and Cajun Sounds will be performing here for you. And on September 14th, Chris Miller and Bayou Roots from the Lake Charles Lac aux Cygnes area. And then on September 21st, Grand Coteau Playboys with Henry Hample. And then same night, there's another band, August Broussard and Friends. August is from Lake Arthur and that area, Lake Charles and what have you. On September 28th is the big 90th birthday tribute to Hank Williams Sr., and it's the big country night. Reserve tickets, seating only. Tickets are $13, so if you want to be at this wonderful show that they do once a year, be sure to call in and get your tickets. All right? And I think you can call Eunice City Hall and get those tickets or ask around with folks that are here. All right. In October, the October 5th, Vidrine Chapman Family Band. So then the same night, Mary Jane Broussard and the Sweet Lalas. She's a Creole lady from lives in Jennings. She's actually Boisec Ardoin's niece, and she's been playing since she's a young girl, and not very well known, but she has a lovely style of playing, and she's a good singer. October 12th, Gany Orsemon and the new CD, Le Forgeron. Gany Orsemon and the Lakeside Gamblers, I believe they're called, huh? From the Lake Charles areas. Pardon? Yeah, I think it's Lakeside Gamblers or whatever. Anyway, I'll stand corrected if it's Ramblers or whatever. Okay, October 19th, Jackie Kaye and Avi Duga and the Cajun Cousins, very popular band from out west of us. And on October the 26th, there's going to be an Ira Lejeune tribute night. And Ira Lejeune's great-grandson, Bubba Hebert, lives just south of here, will be performing with his group. I think Bubba's like maybe 13 or 14, something like that. And then his cousin, another of Ira Lejeune's great-grandsons, Keegan Navarre. And along with Keegan on accordion, Keegan I think is like 16 now, along with Keegan Navar, is one of Ira Lejeune's granddaughters, Monica Lejeune, who is a daughter of James, one of the other brothers. Bubba is a descendant, is a grandson of Eddie Lejeune, Ira's son, and Keegan is the grandson of Irving, one of the other brothers, Lejeune. And then Monica is the daughter of James Lejeune. So anyway, so three brothers have got descendants that are playing, and it's going to be a very special night. See if you can make it for that. Some more announcements. Lakeview Park and Beach is sponsoring some events, and the best sandcastle contest and on the 26th and 27th, Gino Delafosse in the barn, and they've got a complete schedule. I think that's already passed. Excuse that ring. But anyway, coming up on the September the 23rd and 24th, there's a DJ, Kyler Ardwam, and on the August the 30th, Labor Day weekend, it's going to be a big celebration there. Okay. Then on, there's some community outreach programs going on at LSUE. Henry Hampel, who is a gifted fiddler and fiddle teacher, will be offering some courses beginning on Tuesdays, 6 to 7 p.m., and then the intermediate Cajun will be on Tuesdays from 7 to 8 right afterwards. So if you want to learn Cajun fiddling from a great fiddler, call 550-1390 at LSUE. All right. And then Ruby's Cafe, there's a Cajun jam session on Wednesday night, and there's great food and a lot of good music periodically. Then, September the 7th at 10 o'clock, the Eunice Community Garden, there'll be a jam with Jordan and his friends. Okay, I think we're about ready to go. And one more announcement. This coming weekend, a week from tomorrow, it's going to be an all-day Cajun music festival at the Range Civic Center in Range, starting at 8 o'clock in the morning. Well, the show starts at 8:30. A lot of the best Cajun bands and the best Cajun dancers are going to be there. So go by and join in. It's a wonderful all-day event. On Friday night, the night before, on the 16th, is the Le Cajun Cajun Awards, and it is our Cajun Grammys, as we call it, or the counterpart to the Country Music Awards program. Best male, female vocalist, the best band of the year, best new album, best just all around, all of the different awards that are. So go by and partake in that and make history. On the Thursday night, there's going to be some of the youth awards as well as the heritage awards, and there's a youth band playing at La Pouchaz on the 15th. All right, more music. We've got an Ira Lejeune song called "I Viens Chasser," and Ryan Seymour's going to kick that off. La Chalet, Viens Chasser. We'll be right back. Seymour and Acadian Cajun Band.
Wait.
I think we skipped a song there instead of Yamps. I'll say that was Baby's Two-Step,
Baby's
huh?
Baby's Two-Step, yeah.
And that was one of your compositions?
Yes, it was.
And it's a takeoff from the Le Veuve de la Coulée song.
A little bit, right. In the opposite key, yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see about Yamps. I'll say later if you want to do it. But in the meantime, we talked about the Landrys earlier, and we have another Landry here tonight. Yvette, you want to tell? You have a microphone. You want to?
Yeah, sure.
Who is the young man behind the protective plexiglass
the
there where people won't be?
The bulletproof glass. Yeah, okay. That's my son.
That's your son.
That's my son. That's my son, Trevor Landry. Yep.
Like mother, like son, huh?
Yep. All right. And he's a drummer just like his great-grandpa.
Pardon?
He's a drummer just like his great-grandfather.
His great-grandfather was a drummer.
Yes.
Okay.
His great-grandfather played for the Bill Landry Orchestra and the Louisiana Six. And they traveled all over the Gulf South and Gulf Coast playing some swing and jazz music. And
A traveling musician.
Wow. Both he and my grandmother and both of their families were doing that. And so Trevor got it from both sides, and he picked it up from myself as well. And I knew he was going to be a drummer from the get-go, man. He would always, even when he was little in his crib, he was banging on something. So
spoons,
I figured I might as
whatever,
well just not fight it and just get him a drum set. So there you have it.
Trevor Landry. Okay, give him a hand. Another generation of Landrys playing music. That's great. Quite a wonderful story. Okay, all right. Folks, the Liberty Show was actually designed not just as a pure entertainment, but also as a piece of Cajun music history, with interviewing the musicians and bringing out a lot of the history behind each one of the musicians as they come up to play, and a little bit of that is always helpful. By the way, all of these shows have been recorded. We're going to soon be up to 16 years worth of shows downloaded at the Cajun Music Hall of Fame on the computer there. You can go in. We had a few shows missing from the original Eunice copy, but then Jerry discovered he had those duplicates there. So about 25 or 30 had gone missing during the VHS cartridge days. So he's got backups, and they're going to be filling in those gaps. And we'll within a a few months, we'll have 16 years. This is our 24th year coming up. So eventually the Center for Acadian Studies will catch up, because the first, I think 11 or 12 years had a lot of VHS, so it took time to download them. But anyway, go by the Cajun Music Hall of Fame right at the end of the boulevard, open just like the Culture Center, Tuesday through Saturday from 8:30 to 4:30. All right, see all of the inductees there. Okay, you want to do Viem Chasse? Okay, well, now we're going to do our Jean Viem Chasse.
Thank you.
bâtiment Catin. Mais t'avoir bien jonglé, ça t'a fait. C'est pas la peine que tu l'amendes, viens donc me chercher. Yeah. Et ton papa et vieille maman dans ta J'embrasse mon allié, du fois j'en pleure. J'ai fait à croire qui ça c'est toi, qui c'est là. Yeah. Et là je peux voir, tu t'en viendras pas me voir. Oh yeah!
All right, and as I was going behind the curtain, I thought that Viens me chercher you were playing was awfully high speed. I said maybe he stepped it up to a two-step, then I began to realize it was the next song. But anyway, Viens me chercher, come and get me. All right. We've got another musician we haven't talked to yet. We saved the